Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Well, welcome back to my channel. This is about the United Kingdom's recent decision to seize Russian assets that were frozen in the United Kingdom and use them to aid Ukraine's war effort. So Sir Keir Starmer made that announcement yesterday on a Saturday. Sir Keir is on a business promoting trip to India at the moment. Republic of India has always had a very cozy relationship with the Russian Federation and its immediate predecessor state, the Soviet Union. So India is officially neutral in this conflict and therefore is not imposing any sanctions on Russia whatsoever. And indeed, it's been a beneficiary of the war because so many Western countries have either reduced or ended their purchases of Russian hydrocarbons. And hydrocarbons are the lifeblood of Russia's economy. Therefore, the Ruskies are selling them at cut price to India. So maybe it was significantly made at that in that place or at that time, or does it just happen? The decision was finally reached now. People have been pushing for this decision since the beginning of the conflict. So now Germany and France also released a statement along with the United Kingdom, so that they were going to raise pressure on the Russian Federation to oblige Moscow to come to the negotiating table. They're saying they're acting in close concert with the United States. So the United Kingdom's froze £25 billion worth of Russian assets when Ukraine was invaded on 22nd of February 2022. Now, the interest of that has been seized, but the principle has not, because, you know, obviously London's a major banking centre. And in the noughties and the 2010s, when relations were still quite warm, a lot of money, Russian money, was flowing into the United Kingdom. There would be rich Russians were purchasing expensive property. They were hiring lawyers and accountants. They were having their children go to independent schools, to university. They were patronizing shops, restaurants, hotels. It was a real bonanza for certain sectors of the British economy. And Britain didn't want to kill the goose that lays the golden egg, which is why there was such a feeble response to the murder of Alexander Litvinenko and so on, even the Sergei Skripal poisoning. And obviously the UK was foolish because Putin read weakness. He could stuff their minds with gold. He read the psychology correctly. They don't want to lose this money, particularly after the credit crunch, when and since then British economic growth has been anemic. Anyway, so President Volodymyr Zelensky is obviously very pleased about this. And pressure is going to be ramped up. Now, the European Union holds about 140 billion euros worth of frozen Russian assets, in dollars about 162 billion or around 120 million pounds sterling worth. So President Donald J. Trump has said that the G7 countries ought to seize all these frozen Russian assets, even though the United States hasn't done so itself. Now, this is a sea change from Donald Trump, who was always soft peddling criticism of Russia, who was clearly fond of Putin, admired Putin, outspokenly praising him, saying, well, he is at least in charge of his country, unlike Obama. What, as in oppression, rigging elections, murdering journalists, committing genocide in Chechnya? That's controlling your country. That's a role model you want to follow. All very, very troubling. And the use of frank torture and so on. They were invested, they put into various banks these funds. Now, the European Union was very loath to simply sequester them, saying, would that be illegal? And I argue that it would. Okay, I'm not a lawyer, but there's some lawyers who say that it is, and there are precedents on this one, and say, well, you know, Russia is a rogue state, it's broken international law willy-nilly, obviously international terrorism, the murder of foreign citizens, even on foreign soil, as well as invading a foreign state, as well as claiming the sovereign territory of Ukraine is part of Russia. That's a violation of international law, in violation of the will of the United Nations. And this is territory that even Russia recognizes pertaining to Ukraine. And the list goes on. It's just endless what Russia's breaches of international law. On the other hand, does that really absolve other countries if they're breaking international law by seizing these assets? And people say it's a breach of sovereign immunity. It's a good thing to make Russia pay for the war. But the damage to Ukraine, instead of destroyed buildings and broken bridges and so forth, they say it's already going to cost $1 trillion to put right. Even all these assets were seized, it only pays for a fraction of repairing the damage. So it's going to be a very, very long time, even the war to end today, until Ukraine is completely rebuilt. Goodness. So the European Union, one of the ideas was to simply use as collateral for for a loan to Ukraine. So lend the money, and if any reason Ukraine couldn't repay it, they could then seize the assets, which hopefully will never come to that. And it'd be a lesson, Russia, not to do this. You'll never get these frozen assets back until you end the war and even withdraw from Ukraine. I mean, I know what the EU's like. It might resile from that, say, well, you don't have to withdraw, but if you end the war, we'll give you the money back, and maybe gradually, so stick and carrot. The other reason countries were reluctant to do this, they say, well, that sets a precedent. And other countries like, say, Saudi Arabia or China, whoever, who've got assets invested in the United Kingdom or the European Union or the USA, they might say, we better not, let's pull them out. Because if we have any dispute, they might seize our assets. If China takes back Taiwan or Saudi Arabia, if countryside, well, their war in Yemen is somehow immoral, unacceptable, they might lose assets, or whoever might lose assets, the Israelis might lose assets. So they don't want to be seen as an unsafe place to invest. And that's why the United Kingdom was, as the expression goes, as safe as the Bank of England. A bank been around about 350 years is never, ever going to fall. And that's why Russians, Ukrainians, Kazakhs, and so on, they were putting their money into the UK to say that is rock solid. You don't have to worry about it. You cannot lose it. Well, there's no rule of law. There's no security of tenure or security of title in former Soviet countries. Even if you've done everything completely above board, the judiciary is so politicized, the system is so corrupt. If you run afoul of Putin, suddenly your property doesn't belong to you anymore. You have no rights. There's nothing you can do. Even if you launched a lawsuit, you couldn't be sure of the result. No matter how fair, just, and provable your claim is, it would take 10 years. The judge could have been bribed or could have had his or her arm twisted, just ordered by Putin to make whatever unfair and illogical ruling. So there's no such thing as a fair trial in Russia. So this might be somewhat impugning the Western reputation for probity and justice. I think this is the right thing to do. And then it's going to be easier to arm Ukraine to defend itself and Russia not come further west, because the conflict's gone very badly for Russia. I mean, recently gained only 3,000 square kilometers, according to them, this summer. Really, it's more like 2,000 square kilometers. That's pathetic. What a damn squib. The campaigning season is coming to an end. When the month is over, it's just too cold. It's just too muddy. And obviously, there's fighting every month of the year, but they never make major progress in midwinter. So this has been their slowest progress of all. You know, 2022, they seized quite a lot right at the beginning, more on the first day than the whole of 2025. Even the summer of 2023, okay, Ukraine counterattacked fairly ineffective, but Russia had some gains in 2023, more than this year. 2024, again, Russia had some gains, again, more than this year. So if anything, they're slowing down and the cost is going up. So sanctions, they're enfeebling Russia. They're gradually bankrupting Russia. I mean, it's going to be several more years at this rate before Russia's completely bankrupt, but it's raised costs. It's yet another proof that this war is not worth it. It's a failure, irresolution on the part of Western countries. That is what Putin is relying upon. And this shows that Western countries have some backbone. Right. My view on Catherine Connolly. Well, I've mentioned in previous videos about the candidates. Well, thank you so much for watching my videos. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon and PayPal. So Slava Ukraina, Героям Слава.